Welcome to Zenly Organized, a podcast that helps entrepreneurs better organize themselves, optimize their time, and boost their productivity so they can scale their business serenely. My name is Sarah, and here I talk about organization and productivity tips, goal setting, habit formation, biological rhythms, personal development, mindset, self-care, and much more. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform and leave a review. Now, sit comfortably, grab a drink, and get ready to Zenly organize your business. Hello, and welcome to the Zenly Organized podcast. So, Christmas is already in like a month. Oh my gosh, 2021 flew so fast. I don't know if it's just me or this year just went by super, super fast. And you know, Christmas is around the corner. I don't know about you, but I've already started watching Christmas movies. I think I've already watched like 3 or 4 and I'm planning on watching more until, well, after New Year's Eve, probably. So today I wanted to talk to you about Christmas shopping. So buying presents for me is the part of the holiday season that I find the most stressful. I love Christmas. It's really nice. You know, you get to see your family and friends and, you know, people sometimes you don't see very often, but only during this period of the year. So it's really nice. But Christmas shopping is so, so, so stressful. I mean, stores are full of people that are also stressed. There's like a virtually unlimited choice of present ideas. I mean, seriously, how many things can you buy someone today? Incredible. There's also, you know, the economic pressure on your budget because let's get realistic. Buying presents costs money and, you know, it's not always easy at this time of the year to fit everything into our budget. There's also the pressure we put on ourselves to find, you know, the perfect present, even if probably doesn't exist. So for me, this kind of takes away the magic of giving gifts to my loved ones. So today, what I wanted to do is give you a few tricks and show you that it is possible to reduce the stress that is induced by the Christmas present buying craze that is happening or is about to start happening because, you know, we don't need all this stress just for Christmas shopping. Our lives are already quite stressful. So today I'm going to give you 8 tips to help reduce the stress that can be caused by Christmas shopping. So, you know, your Christmas period can be a bit more relaxed and, you know, suddenly organized. So the first tip is to keep a list of present ideas throughout the year. So we might be a little late for this one, or early for the next year, depends on how you see it. But you know me, it's never too early to get organized. Organization just saves so much time. So you can start planning right away for next year or even for upcoming birthdays, because this list is also useful for birthdays. So, you know, it's never too early to start planning. So joking aside, keeping a list of present ideas for your family and friends throughout the year is an excellent way to reduce your stress level during the holidays, because you already have ideas of what maybe people expressed, desire, you know, the desires some people expressed, or you already have kind of an idea of what you want to buy. So you don't have to go through the step of thinking about the gift, because I don't know for you, but for me, this can be pretty stressful when you have really like no idea whatsoever what to buy someone. This happens a lot for me for like men. I tend to, even like for my boyfriend, sometimes I find it hard to find a gift idea for him. So I like to keep that list throughout the year to make sure that I have some ideas when the time comes to buy the gifts. So it's very simple. You only have to pay attention to what your loved ones express throughout the year, you know, the desires they express, and just write them all down in one place so you can keep, you know, a page in your note-taking app on your phone. You can keep a list in your planner or in your bullet journal. I have one in my Notion workspace. But basically, every time someone says something like, oh, it would be nice to have this, or I really need to get this other thing, or it would be nice to go do something, or to, you know, do some kind of activity. So when they say these kind of sentences, write them down right away so you don't forget, because these are all great gift ideas that, you know, for sure your loved ones would appreciate because they told them so themselves. So, you know, of course, if they tell you that like in February and now we're in November, almost December, make sure that they kind of still want this, or that they didn't get the said object in the meantime, especially, as I said, if they talked about it kind of a while back, just make sure they didn't get, for example, the PlayStation they told you about, because that would be of no use to have a second PlayStation. So thanks to this tip, I really rarely wonder what to get my friends and family, because I already have ideas. So it makes my Christmas shopping so much smoother and less stressful. So I really definitely recommend keeping this list. As I said, it's a bit late for this year, but keep this tip in mind for next year and start writing down ideas right away. From January 1st on, write those ideas. So the second tip I have for you is to ask for a wish list. I don't know why, but many people find it sad or boring to ask for a wish list because it takes away the surprise. So I guess it depends a lot on point of views. Personally, I prefer to give and receive gifts that are truly desired and that will be useful. You know, many resources go into producing objects, so I don't want my presents to end up unused in the junk drawer and just not being useful or cared for or loved. So that's kind of my point of view. If you prefer to have the surprise, then of course, skip to the next tip. But, you know, I feel like also if you ask for a wish list that has many items on it, of course, if you tell the person, like, tell me what you want, that one thing, then it takes away the surprise. But if you ask the person to give you a list with 5-6 elements, then they don't know which one they'll get. And maybe also sometimes what happens with me is that list of items gives me other ideas for the person that weren't on that list. So I still end up giving them something they didn't expect, although they gave me the wish list, because it just gave me more ideas. So I don't think that asking for a wish list is a bad thing. Definitely try it if you've never tried, or if you're not sure, and see if you prefer that way or if you prefer to keep the surprise. But personally, knowing that the person will love the thing that I'm going to give them is much more important for me. And also, you know, it will really help you reduce the stress of finding an idea of what to get that person. So your Christmas shopping will be much, much easier. The third idea is to buy non-material presents. So this is a great, great way to decrease the stress induced by the shopping during Christmas time, because you don't have to go to a store usually to buy a non-material present. Usually these are kind of experiences or tickets of some kind, so you can buy them online. And for me, really important element, experiences are usually more environmental friendly than material gifts. So it's a win-win. If you don't have any ideas for non-material gifts, I have a few examples to give you. So this way, maybe it will help you get some ideas. So you can buy an entrance to an amusement park, or, you know, something like an extreme experience like bungee jumping, parachuting, hang gliding, etc. There are so many nowadays. You won't lack choice. Also, you can buy, you know, an entrance to something like an escape room, or, you know, kind of these experiences that we don't do very often, but that are very fun and that you can do with people. Super cool. You can also pay for like a trip somewhere or just a part of it. For example, transportation, like the train or the plane ticket or the hotel or something, you know, so you don't have to pay the whole trip because that can be quite expensive. But if the person likes to travel, this is a really nice thing. Of course, make sure that they are available during for the dates you chose, or that you know, you have organized with their partner or something to make sure that they are available during that period, or that the tickets are changeable and refundable. If you like also kind of more sporty gift ideas, you can pay for sports lessons or classes, for example, like ski lessons or a yoga class, etc. You can also pay for a gym membership for the year. That's a nice way to, you know, encourage your friend or your family member to stay healthy if that's something they wish. You can go and plan a hike and a night in a mountain hut. This is a really great experience. You know, there are so many ideas. I'm just giving some, but there are way more than that. You know, you can also pay for a spa entry or like a massage, a software, you know, like Microsoft Office. If the person is a university student, for example, that's always useful. Grammarly, same if the person needs to correct texts, things like that. Or an app subscription like Netflix, Skillshare, Spotify, things like that. So that's another non-material gift that can be very, very cool if the person maybe doesn't have the means to pay that, or, you know, would like to have them, but at the moment doesn't have the means. Other tips, other examples can be like a concert ticket or, you know, museum entrance, class to learn something like a language, to play an instrument, things like cooking classes or, you know, a dinner at a renowned restaurant. If the person likes to eat and eat good places or different places, these are all ideas that don't require you to go to a shopping mall and face the crowds there during the Christmas period. My fourth tip for you is to get crafty and to make something. Many people feel like gifts have to be bought with money to be of value, but I personally disagree, because I think that if someone makes something for you, it's way more valuable because it means they deeply, deeply care because they took the time and energy to make you something. You know, money comes and goes, you can always earn some more, but time goes by. So if someone takes the time to make you something, I think that it means they really care about you. And also on a personal level, it's super satisfying to make something yourself. You don't have to be a super crafty person or a great artist to make something, because what really matters behind that is the intent. So you don't have to be like Picasso or, you know, super handy to make something. And plus, nowadays with internet, there are so many tutorials of so many different things that you can make super easily that, you know, you really have no excuses. So here again, some do-it-yourself gift ideas, but seriously, Pinterest is like a huge, huge resource for this kind of thing. Just write like handmade gift idea or do-it-yourself gifts, and you'll just come up with so many ideas. You'll be overwhelmed and you won't know what to choose. But some do-it-yourself ideas that are quite, you know, easy to make are candles, cookies, salted caramel. That's one of my favorites. I tend to do that a lot because it's so delicious, and people you really like that can make like potpourri, tote bags, soaps, photo album, Christmas ornaments. There are so many ideas. As I said, just go on internet and you'll find many, many ideas. My fifth tip for you is to give money or gift cards. This is another type of gift that's often considered boring, but I think that it's also a great alternative because if you don't know what to give someone, then it's better not to waste, you know, our precious resources to buy something useless just for the sake of giving something. You know, with money or a gift card, the person will be able to buy what he or she really needs and wants. So, I mean, it's not, there's nothing wrong about it. The person is also probably going to be much, much happier with that than like with a useless object that wouldn't, you know, they didn't want in the first place. So just make sure, of course, that you buy a gift card from the store, from a store the person likes. But apart from that, I think it's a great way for you to feel less stressed about what to get the person. And it's also easier to buy. Nowadays, you can buy most gift cards online as well. Or you can find so many at the grocery store as well. So you don't really have to go into a shopping mall to find something. Or if you give money, well, here again, it's even easier. You don't and you don't have to go to the mall at all. And the person will be able to do to get whatever they want or do whatever they want with that money. My sixth tip is to do a group present. I really like to do group presents, especially if I know the person needs or wants something that's a bit pricey and that he or she couldn't afford on their own. Plus, this way you get to buy the present without having to pay for it entirely on your own, because if it's pricey, maybe you can't afford it either on your own. But with a few other people, then the price becomes much more accessible. For example, if you're a group of 10 people pitching to buy the 200 euro fitness watch your friend wants, it'll cost each person 20 euros. Nowadays, with 20 euros, you can't really buy much. You can't really buy something that is useful or, you know, the person will need. Whereas if these 10 people pitch in 20 euros, then they can, you know, you can buy a present that is a bit more pricey, but that the person will probably use more and will want more. And also, doing a group present means that more minds can come up with a gift idea. You don't have to think about it on your own. So this is also another great way to reduce this mental charge of needing to find a gift idea for a lot of people, or, you know, this way you reduce the number of ideas you need to come up with. The seventh tip is to shop online. So this is an obvious one, especially now with the pandemic and everything. I think so many people turn to online shopping. So this is a great way to reduce your stress because you won't have to go to the mall. But it also has other advantages, like being able to monitor and compare prices from your home. So this way you can find the best price and the best, you know, conditions, whatever you need to buy. You also find a lot more variety online than you would in a store, because you can compare from other stores and you can do that from your home. So what else do I have to add? However, if you do decide to shop online, I'd suggest trying to encourage small online businesses instead of big online stores, because they have suffered a lot with the pandemic. The small stores, especially if you're, you know, small physical stores that also have an online shop, that's a great way to encourage them and make sure that the local economy also thrives. My last tip is comprised of many tips, actually. So it's to choose your shopping time wisely. If you do decide to buy a material gift, you should really try to follow the following tips I'm going to give you to avoid the stressful atmosphere of stores and shopping malls during the holiday season. I mean, unless you like it. Of course, I'm saying that you want to avoid that, the shopping malls at Christmas. Maybe you love it, but if if you don't, here are some tips. So of course, try to avoid shopping during peak hours like Friday night or during the weekend as much as possible, because those are, of course, the periods where most people are able to go do their shopping. So that's going to be the worst moments to go there. So if your job allows it, try to go in the afternoon, on weekdays, or, you know, in the morning, but basically on weekdays. Of course, avoid as much as possible to go to shopping malls the few days preceding Christmas, because I've been a few times there during that period, and it's really crazy. People get really, really, really crazy. So avoid that as much as possible. But truly, the best tip to avoid the Christmas craze is to start your Christmas shopping long before the beginning of the holiday season. If you do keep a gift idea list throughout the year, then you can get a head start with your Christmas shopping months in advance. And even if you don't keep that list, try to start shopping even like in September, October. You'll have better prices, you'll have less stress, and it'll just be better for your mental sanity and, you know, just for your stress levels in general. So that's it. Those were my 8 tips to help you reduce your stress with Christmas shopping. You know, keep a list of presents idea throughout the year. Ask for a wish list, buy non-material presents, get crafty, just make something. People love that. Give money or gift cards if you don't know what to give a person. Do a group present. This way you can buy a bigger, pricier gift and you can have more ideas with other people than you having to find ideas by yourself. Shop online. This one's pretty obvious. And choose your shopping times wisely. So I hope these tips will help you spend a less stressful Christmas so that you can enjoy this beautiful time of the year zenly and serenely. That's it for me today. I hope you spend a zenly organized week and that you have a zenly organized Christmas shopping, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye! Thank you for listening until the end. You can go to zenlyorganized.com to find the episode's notes and all the mentioned resources. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform and leave a review. It's a free and easy way to encourage the podcast. That's it for me today. I wish you a zenly organized week, and I'll see you for the next episode. Bye!